Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
My friend George is a drag queen called Nancy. Pray tell me, which are you tonight? If you're George, let's have a game of snooker. If you're Nancy, let's turn out the light. For George is a foreman in a coal mine, but changes when the hooter goes at five. From a snooker playing friend of yours truly, to a man I would like to make my wife. For Nancy brings me midnight satisfaction and stays with me until the morning light. Then he's off to his work down a coal shaft, where he ain't such a delicate sight. Oh Nancy, you're the girl that I think of, but George, I know she's part of you. But it's Nancy, not you, that I fancy. Tell me, George, tell me, what can I do? I'm in love with half a man, that's a lady, and the half that ain't no lady is my best friend. Nancy, I would like to share my name with, but George is not the type I could offend. So George, take off your dress, put on your trousers. I've gotta shake your Nancy from my head. So tonight I am dining with another. One half's called Frida and the other half is Fred.
Islamu le jani ala dunna dunya la de la do kinne mole muduna
maisha ya ko dunia maisha ya ko dunia dunia ya ko dunia
Do you want to let me in your knee, yeah, yeah.
like a stone waiting for the river to run.
Am I in danger just to say yeah? till your body soon I lead the way.
I'm a ticking in the wrong time.
I keep on moving pon the double, I would really tell ya.
Am I in danger just to say yes? Oh yeah, oh yeah. A walking silence on the train. It's getting critical.
I see
gotta tell it to them. It's getting critical. I keep on moving on the double, I would give it to ya.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Janaka nu mandinya
glory. Deposed from my throne. How do I get to tell my story? When all I get's your answer phone. But you ain't home with the love you gave. I felt like royalty. But now you're face to face. Face to face. With one ex-member of the aristocracy. King without a heart. King without a hope. King without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart. King without a hope. There's no need to feel that. Yeah, just take a look around. You'll see a man who's just a man, nothing more. A king without a crown.
My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled. As down through the sandhills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves, and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on, and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search, through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze, and Peter said he'll get a cold in his bum, and got an I'll deal with you later look from our mum. The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
teenage wet dream. I like it, get up if you know what I mean.
Go. this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you're more than just a friend. And if I am in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I am in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I'll cherish every moment we share. Physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you're more than just a friend. And if I am in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I am in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just
Here goes.